information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Well, hello there. Dr. Holly here with my lovely colleague, Dr. Decker Weiss. We're going to talk right now about the quality of your heart health and what the heck that has to do with the quality of your overall life. Decker, what can you tell me about that?
What I can tell you is it's not going to be what most people think. Most people think what we're going to talk about is if you have a healthy heart, you have energy, and you can exercise. That's actually not where I want to take this subject, Holly. What I want to take it to is more of an anti-inflammatory lifestyle, meaning that when your joints feel better and when your digestion is better, let's say that you had gas and bloating or irritable bowel and you resolved those things, and when your joint pain is now no longer there and you're able to exercise and do that, that your heart actually gets better, and we marry this quality of life of our overall systems to our heart. And we know this scientifically now when we look at laboratory analysis like C-reactive protein, when we look at SED rates and oxidative LDLs, some of the newer markers coming out, we can actually say that when you feel better, your heart's better. And
okay,
Holly, for years, my patients come to me and they say that I feel lousy, but I guess my heart's okay. And I'm like, you need a different system of medicine.
Okay, so I love this because I think what you're saying sounds like if we just practice reductionistic medicine, then we don't understand that your overall health and your anti-inflammatory, quote unquote, your quote, lifestyle actually can make your heart better and then therefore make the rest of your life better.
You got it. And we've been taught this kind of opposite thing that, or we've been conditioned. Isn't that a better word, Holly? Like conditioned?
I think conditioned. Right? Conditioned. The messaging, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm on a beta blocker and I'm an ACE and I cough or I feel tired or I can't have sex. But as long as my heart's okay, then that's the most important thing. I'm doing this to protect my heart. And it really, it works the opposite. When you're more functional, when you have less pain, your heart actually is better.
So this is a much more comprehensive way of looking at heart health and therefore your overall health. But you ran through some very important things that I want to tease apart for our listeners. C-reactive protein, and then you went through some other markers. Help me, and especially those folks out there, understand more of what we're looking for and why somebody might run these particular labs.
Well, what labs need to start to do, Holly, is actually we feel bad. There's a lab, that lab goes, oh, I see why you feel bad. And then we can turn around and we can change how we treat the patient, or the patient can change some of their habits or both, which is usually what it takes. And then we get better. With hearts, there's always been a disconnect. It's always been an act of faith. Your LDL's high, take this drug, it makes it go down, and then hope and pray. And we haven't done well with it. We have not done well with it, whether you believe in the use of medications to lower cholesterol or not, that still hasn't been very effective. Now, when we find that these markers of inflammation, like C-reactive protein, like some of these others, like SED rates, when these come down, the patients actually feel better. And then we can say, by the way, your heart's better as well, and you'll probably live longer and better, and we can connect those. And cardiology has had this big disconnection on how we feel versus what's going on. And this conditioning or the messaging or whatever has got to change. When you feel better, when you're more energetic, when you're in less pain, your heart is better.
And so these markers of inflammation, you mentioned SED rate, which is a very, I would say, sensitive yet non-specific test for inflammation, and C-reactive protein can overall, if they're run, pick up generalized inflammation and then hint us to the fact that, listen, it's not only the inflammation in your body, probably secondary to your lifestyle, your diet, et cetera, but it's also something that is affecting your heart. But as you said, we can't just treat lab tests. We have to treat people. And it's not just reductionistic, like here, you get this lab test. Right. Oh, this lab test says this. Here, take this. Because we're missing the mark, especially with cardiology. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that there's two Hollyisms that apply here. One is about being your own primary care doctor. And another one, I'm sure there is
caregiver.
One slipping my mind now. Caregiver, yes, thank you. I knew.
Because I don't think our listeners would be willing to 4, 8, 12 years and thousands and thousands of dollars in student loans.
Yes, that's true. But being your own caregiver, and also, I think when you said messaging, it's very important. I think if I have one piece of advice as a cardiologist to the patients out there about their hearts, have a higher expectation of your cardiologist. In essence, that if you feel lousy, then something's not working. If you don't have energy, if you can't have sex, if all those things are going on, that's not okay. Your level of what your expectation is of your cardiologist or doctor or primary care internist, acupuncturist who's ever taken care of your heart has to go up, and it has to be how you feel and how you function have to be pieces of that. Don't you think that that's where this is going to happen? The change is going to have to happen from the patients, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's an inside job. And I think as we talked about the blog that hopefully is up, you know what? I think I am going to have a blog of being your own primary care provider.
Love that
I'll get that over provider. And we'll see that on Radio MD. But I think that it makes a lot of sense because your doctors, I mean, this is the essence of a partnership. Your doctors are there. They know things that you don't. But at the end of the day, you're driving the boat and you're making the decisions. And you can't just say, well, my doctor told me to take this and then call that your health care. You've got to stay informed. You've got to stay active as an active participant in that partnership. I think that's extremely important. And, you know, when it comes to the heart, it's like it's really the organ that has so much symbolism to the rest of the body, because it's like how many symbols are out there for the heart? Like, I heart you. You know, it's like, I mean, love, adoration, that place in our chest where we get our feelings hurt. Like, this is an organ that just is so vitally important. And truly, as you said, I think it's back and forth. It's like the healthier your heart, the healthier your body. But the healthier your body based on your behaviors, the healthier your heart.
Well, and I think you brought up some interesting points, and I'm going to take the counterpoint there, and that's about fear. And what happens when we get scared about our hearts is we give up our power, and we give up our ability to make demands. And that's got to stop, meaning that you have high blood pressure and you're nervous about having a stroke, so you take drugs and you feel lousy on those drugs. Well, you know, there might be a period of time where you do have to feel a little lousy, but that's no long-term way to live. That has to change long-term. You have to correct the underlying reasons for the high blood pressure. But fear makes us give up, fear of heart attack, fear of stroke, fear of these things. Fear makes us give up our quality of life to our doctors. And that has to stop. And when I look at what we're looking at, getting to the heart of the matter, that is the heart of the matter right there.
Right.
I can tell you that.
That is a very interesting point. And I have to tell you, I have not thought of it in this way at all. You know, my father, actually, this whole idea of fear, he has given up his quality of life to his doctors in an orthopedic way. He had surgery and then subsequent through a blood clot, but he is so frightened to move. He had a hip surgery. He's so frightened to move. This is a second year in a row that they canceled their Florida trip. They live up in Michigan because he just doesn't want anything to happen to himself. And meanwhile, he continues to be overweight. He's scared to do his rehab exercises because he's going to fall and have to go through this whole thing again. And so it's like, it's been so frustrating. Of course, we all know we can't treat friends and family. Usually doesn't work. Any listeners out there that are practitioners at all in anything. But it's been so frustrating for me because I'm like, Dad, get back on it. This is great. You know, you've gone through a lot. Let's go. You start living your life. This is awesome. And it just hasn't been there. And I can totally see, because as with the C word of cancer, heart attack, heart disease, those are pretty scary things for folks.
And they give up their power, and they give, and it's like they feel they've given up their right to have a quality of life. I've been diagnosed. I don't have that right anymore. I don't have that privilege, and that can't happen, because it's not about recovering from a serious illness. It's about recovering and having a quality of life with
that. All right. Well, that's certainly getting to the heart of the matter, and understanding that how you behave, your anti-inflammatory lifestyle, can actually affect your heart. And in turn, when your heart is better, you're better. And when you're better, your heart is better. And when your heart is better, you're better. And it can go on and on. All right. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.